I'm joined by author Beverly Densham, who, along with Janie Lee Grace, has written a book called Stress to Calm in 7 Minutes for Nurses. Beverly Densham, welcome. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's good to see you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Yeah, it's lovely to really lovely to be here.
So, yes, first question, why did you write this book, and for nurses in particular?
I've written three in the series so far. My publisher said, well, who do you want to help? And part of who I wanted to help was very much the NHS and the nurses as well. So here we are.
So, you've co-written the book with Janie
Yes,
Lee
that's
Grace.
right. Yes, with
Yeah.
Janie Lee Grace. And she's sorry she can't be with us today.
So many will recognise that name. And she was a co-presenter on BBC Radio 2 with Steve Wright for many
That's
years,
right,
wasn't she? I
yeah,
didn't
24
know
years.
when I read the press release from you that she was the backing singer with Wham, Kim Wilde and Boy
Yeah.
George. Didn't know that.
Yes.
How did you get involved with her?
Well, basically, my dad was so lovely. He bought myself and my sister a gift of a holistic workshop with Janie, because Janie's also author of at least five books, and her last book is Happy, Healthy, Sober. And I went along, and then next minute I booked every workshop with her that year, and then we became friends, and then we ended up with the same publisher, and we've both got very similar personal and work values of how we want to make a difference and help in the world. And we work really well sort of together as a team to make something even more beneficial for the reader, and those that we teach. So it's great working together because we create something much better than working alone.
So should we listen to her in action then? Backing, well, we think she's on this. She might not be on this track, but should we hear Wham?
Yes, definitely. It'd be lovely to hear Wham and Janie as backing singer. Thank
Okay,
you.
let's do that. I'm chatting to Beverly Densham, who has co-written a book with Janie Lee Grace, who was backing singer on that track, which is fabulous. The book is called Stress to Calm in 7 Minutes for Nurses. So tell us about the book. How does it help? Do you give practical tips and advice?
We asked quite a lot of nurses in the survey what was happening with their stress levels, and they were really honest, actually. And I think it was really helpful to get where they're at and what's happening, and but also how we can then help with their stress levels, and their happiness, both at home and work, and practical and fast tools because they have long shifts, sometimes ending up working even longer than the shift, you know, at times, or not always easy to take the break, or the breaks can be broken up. Nurses are so caring and so giving, and obviously that's why they're wanting to do that profession, but not always so good at looking after themselves. And that's where we sort of wanted to come in, to provide something that's quick and fast for them to de-stress and feel stronger and more resilient.
It's such a stressful profession. And isn't it terrible, Beverly, that many nurses just reach burnout? They just can't continue and they leave the profession.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I have a podcast called Mindfulness Pilates, and I just interviewed a former nurse, and she shared all about her burnout story. And in the end, she actually did leave the profession. She was a nurse, then she was a health visitor for 30 years. She even wrote a book about it called Journey to Chocolate, actually, which is a really, really good book. But she talks about her exhaustion, anger, having a short fuse, smoking, drinking alcohol, ended up binge eating and having an eating disorder. But as soon as she handed her notice in, that actual eating disorder actually stopped straight away. So it wasn't actually, you know, it wasn't something that had to be treated for life or had a long treatment thing. I mean, she's now an inspiration. She's gone from that burnout. She's definitely a non-smoker now. She's now healthy eating. She now comes to my Pilates classes. In fact, she's 73 years old. She's injury free, and she's done sit-ups for the first time in her life. There was a very difficult burnout and grief journey that she went on.
Stress related.
Yeah, she said due to the size of caseloads, micromanagement from managers without our clinical knowledge, constant change, no money, and concerns about quality of care and our fear of missing something critical, such as child abuse. I definitely brought stress home. All of the above was poor, is what she said.
I'm sure a lot of nurses will identify with that. So your book
Yeah.
is much needed, Beverly.
It would be nice to really help more nurses with this.
Not a big book, is it? It's sm
No,
small.
it's a little book.
How many pages is it?
74
Okay,
pages.
it's a nice, easy read. Is it more practical advice rather than theoretical, would you say?
It's both. So it has got the practical tools, which I think is very important. You know, you've got 7 1-minute stress to calm tools. They're all very different. So you've got from meditation, positive affirmations, neck and shoulder stretching, good with good posture. You've got power stretches they can do, happy exercises, 1 minute journaling, goal setting, visualization. But we also describe the science and research behind each tool, which I think a lot of people find quite motivating. It's like, wow.
Yeah, I think that's important because they may be standing doing the happy exercises and thinking, well, why is this actually doing for me? So you'll give the background of what that is actually doing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the word meditation, you know, my first 16 years of teaching mindfulness Pilates, I never used that word. But now there's science, there's research behind it, you know, doctors, NHS are recommending it for physical mental health. But there's also a lot of research behind the benefits of doing that.
So it seems like the book would be useful, not just for nurses, actually, because there's so many people in this modern world that seems so terribly stressed, and it's in many different walks of life. You mentioned there are other books within the series. So there's lawyers.
So for the first one that came out was Stress to Calm in 7 Minutes for Lawyers. This one literally has just come out for nurses, which is amazing. And the next one in the series is for teachers and schools. So it's called Stress to Calm in 7 Minutes for Teachers.
Oh, interesting. So Beverly, now I'm of an age, right, where in the olden days, the nursing profession has always been a stressful profession by its very nature and what nurses are having to deal with on a day-to-day basis. Maybe it wasn't obvious at that time. Maybe people didn't show their emotions as much as they do now. And humour very much came into it. So I'll give you an example. I had a friend who was a nurse. Occasionally, there were no patients in. The nurses and the doctors would have wheelchair races up and down the ward, and just have a really good laugh. They'd have extremely stressful high pressure moments, but there was a release there with the humor.
I think this sounds great. One of the tools is the happy exercise. That is about choosing happiness, and in the book we talk about choosing happiness. And actually there's some really interesting studies. There's a psychologist called Amy Cuddy, and I'm now putting my pen between my teeth, and what this does is it puts you into a forced smile, and you actually then get physiological benefits. They did this study where everybody had to do a very stressful task. Half of them had to do it with a straight expression, and half of them did it with the pencil between their teeth. They felt less stressed, the ones with the pencil between their teeth, forcing a smile, you know, which it wasn't a genuine smile, but that forced smile still worked. So one of the tools we're encouraging is literally smile more. There is also the sort of high power pose and smiling and saying something nice to yourself, well done, for example. And you're doing that exercise for 1 minute, and that is making you feel happier. And that does then have a knock-on effect on the person that you're talking to or meeting or patient or home.
Often if you give a smile, you get a smile back, don't you?
Exactly. Now there's kind of research on that too. So yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure people are really going to help, particularly nurses and, of course, the lawyers. You're going to do teachers next. Will you do one for DJs, please?
Oh, well, we'd love to. We do have one top secret, but we haven't written yet. So that'll have to wait.
Okay, well, I'm sure it's going to help a lot of people, Bev. So it's been great chatting to you today. And I hope the book is a great success, already doing well for you. So congratulations on that. Where can our listeners get hold of a copy?
They can go to their independent bookshop, any good bookshop, they can order it, of course, on Amazon.
Well, once again, great chatting to you. This is Beverly Densham, co-author of Stress to Calm in 7 Minutes for Nurses, co-authored with Jenny Lee Grace. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Speak soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.